Pankaj Das is the new president of Durga Temple, the oldest Bengali Hindu temple in Metro Detroit. Das stepped in to serve the community during the COVID-19 pandemic as a way for him to give back to the people and place where he grew up. Das tells WDET's Nargis Rahman he's looking to create new ways to expand the temple and bring people together.
Well, I grew up in this community. I went to school in Wayne State for undergrad. After graduating, I moved to DC and I started consulting work for the federal government. I did a lot of software engineering for them. While in DC, I also completed my graduate degree and I started teaching for Nova College and George Mason University, which are the two largest educational institutions in Virginia. I was visiting home often and I attended all major events here in Detroit, especially in the temple.
So tell me a little bit about Durga Temple.
Durga Temple is the oldest Bengali Hindu temple in Detroit metro area. It started back in 2006. My father was one of the founding members, but we started with, you know, a handful of families. Now the community grew exponentially and we don't have enough space. The temple needs, you know, a lot of work. We have a lot of members. That is one of the reasons I got involved, you know, serve the community better. We probably have, any major big events we have run over, 2,000 people, I will say, who come to pray and, take part in our events. For major events, major pujas, religious services, we call them puja. People from Canada, we have people who join us from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland. We had some people who joined us from New Jersey and New York.
What are some common activities that take place in the temple?
Every Sunday, we do we call it Gita Pat. So it's basically a weekly service that we do for people to come together and pray and also get to know each other. The temple also serves as a center point for, the community to come together. The temple tries to help the community. We host weddings and birthday celebrations and things like that as well. And then for major events, we hold, depending on the Hindu calendar, we hold pujas. So we do 10 to 12 pujas every year.
Tell me about special things that were done during the pandemic.
During the pandemic, I saw firsthand what I can do and the difference I personally and the temple and any other organization can make if they get directly involved. So from the temple standpoint, we do and we did a food drive. We donated a lot of clothes and money, a lot of PPEs. We donated to homeless shelters.
During the pandemic, how do you feel like you overcame or persevered through some of these struggles?
Well, our members stepped up for some of these drives. We asked them for additional donations, which they gladly made. But pandemic was hard on everybody. So people did the best they can. If we were able to get additional funds or support from, let's say, other organizations or even the government organizations, we would be able to help the community and people in need better, because the temple and the temple members and the temple management is directly involved with people who need the help.
Tell me what the temple means to you.
I'm very sentimentally connected with the temple because that's where I get to see the people. I grew up with the temple. The temple taught me a lot. When I was younger, I actually took some classes at the temple to learn about community service, to learn about other cultures. Bengali is our language, right? So there is there used to be a Bengali school at the temple, so people can go and learn. So I took that class. It made me a person that I am today, quite honestly, because that was the only place where we can go and learn, get guidance from the elders.